Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As an eventual crewed mission to Mars becomes increasingly likely, scientists are working to assure astronauts' health during long-term spaceflight. Leonard Mermel, professor of medicine at Brown University, explains why even in zero gravity, an ounce of prevention outweighs a pound of cure.
Mars is no place to develop an infection, so we have to focus on prevention. Prolonged human spaceflight introduces risks to astronauts and private space tourists because of suppression of the human immune system in microgravity, increased virulence of bacteria in or on their bodies or on environmental surfaces, and confinement in a small habitable space. A mission to Mars will take at least 520 days with a 20-minute one-way communication delay on the red planet. There may be no way to return before the mission is completed. Pre-flight mitigation strategies include vaccination and screening for several microbial pathogens, HEPA filtration of the air and prevention of excess humidity, infection control education for astronauts that includes hand hygiene, cough and sneeze etiquette, environmental disinfection, and aseptic insertion of devices such as catheters. In-flight mitigation strategies include point-of-use filters for potable water outlets and catalytic oxidation or pasteurization of potable water. An astronaut with symptoms suggestive of a respiratory infection should practice cough etiquette and consider wearing a surgical mask. A waterless hand hygiene product should be used during space travel, with design and location of dispensers based on input from human factors engineers. Germicidal wipes for environmental disinfection should be used. Astronauts should take vitamin D, use a powered toothbrush, and floss teeth daily. A number of unanswered questions remain. In microgravity, why do humans become immunosuppressed and bacteria develop increased virulence? Is there a substantive change in the human microbiome in microgravity? What are ideal agents that can be safely used for hand hygiene and environmental disinfection during space travel? Answers to these and other questions may help us mitigate risks in future human missions in deep space and allow us to better understand human and microbial evolution here on Earth.
That was Leonard Mermel of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.